With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike, let's start with the dogs, man. Isaiah Wynn, would he look good in a Falcon uniform as a guard for us?
He actually would, and I thought he played it at a really high level at left tackle this year. Went down to the Senior Bowl, and keep in mind, you guys know how late Georgia played into this season, obviously.
Right.
And he was one of the few players that really wanted to come from Georgia or Alabama and come down to the Senior Bowl and compete, and he did a great job at the guard position. He's going to be a late first-round pick, early second-round pick. And I think given where you are with your interior offensive line, he'd be a great fit.
Mike, we just had a caller call in and said, you guys don't know about Will Hernandez. We do. Tell us what you know about him, the kid out of UTEP.
Yeah, he's a great fit for certain offenses. I don't think in Atlanta, though. I mean, he's 330-plus pounds. He reminds me a lot of Richie Incognito when he came out. He's nasty. He finishes blocks. He's got an edge to him. He's powerful. He's tough. He's got better feet than you think. But in Atlanta, what they really want with their offensive lineman is ability to run. You know, it's a heavy run zone scheme, and you got to run fast in the first quarter, and you got to run fast in the fourth quarter. And that's not who Will Hernandez is.
That's why Wynn might be a better fit for us. Perhaps Mike Mayock with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's flip it to defense. Let's say, Mike, we go free agency to address the line. How good is Vita Vea, and we would have to move up to get him?
Yeah, I think the defensive tackle class is as good as I've seen it in years. There's really good depth. Vita Vea, I believe, is going to be a top 10 pick. And if you go back into combine history, and we all talk about, you know, who ran the 4.22 and what's the fastest 40 in history, I don't really care as much about those guys because fast guys run fast. I know they do. What's more intriguing to me are guys like Vita Vea. And at 340 pounds, I'm told he's going to run a sub-5.40. And the last guy and the only guy I know that did it at 340 pounds, sub-5, was on the Falcons right now, and that's Dontari Poe. So Vita Vea is a freak. He's a dancing bear. He'll be gone, I believe, in the top 10. But another guy that fits what you do is Maurice Hurst from the University of Michigan. I think Taven Bryan from Florida is a guy that could be a late first-round pick, and he's a defensive tackle that has some burst and fits what they do, and I think he's got some positional versatility also.
We're talking with NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock. NFL Network provides exclusive live coverage of the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine starting March 2nd through the 5th, starting each day at around 9 a.m. Eastern. How good is Roquan Smith in your mind?
I've got him right now as my second off-the-ball linebacker, and I love the kid. I didn't even know who he was at the beginning of the year when I put on the Notre Dame tape, and I just started laughing. I mean, the kid was sideline to sideline. You guys are familiar with Deion Jones, second-round pick out of LSU, who's what today's NFL off-the-ball linebacker is. And I think Roquan Smith is the next step in that. He's 6'1", 225. He'll come downhill, but it's more all about speed. He hustles to the football everywhere. What bothers me a little bit is he doesn't have a whole lot of ball production in the pass game. No interceptions, a couple of passes broken up over a two-year period. But I think as he learns the NFL game, hopefully with his athletic talent, he'll learn how to deal with the pass game as well.
It is Mike Mayock breaking down the draft. Let's talk more dogs if we can. Where do you think Sony Michel and Nick Chubb go, and who's going to have more upside?
I've got Michel as my number 4 back and Chubb as my number 5 back. I thought the running back class a year ago was as good as I ever saw it, and this year it's almost that good. The more I see of Sony Michel, the more I think Alvin Kamara. And I don't say that lightly. I had Alvin Kamara going in the first round to Green Bay a year ago. So I thought Kamara was a first-round pick. And Sony Michel, the more film I watch, the more I'm going, wow, he's got burst, acceleration, contact balance, and he's tough. I don't think he catches the football as well, And I don't think he runs routes like Kamara, but that's why the combine and his pro day are going to be so important to him and where he goes in this draft. And as far as Nick Chubb, Chubb's, I think, a little bit more north-south. He's got a little bit more. I mean, I love the way he runs. He is just a north-south, drop the pad level, and he's tougher than nails. Now, if you put the Alabama tape on, Sony Michel averaged 7 or 8 yards a carry, whereas Chubb struggled a little bit against the best defense in the country. And I think that's because Michel got a little more burst, a little more acceleration, but they're both outstanding backs.
I am not buying Josh Allen. Tell me why I should, Mike Mayock.
Yeah, it's... You know, what's
interesting? Kind of tough, right? Kind of tough.
No, no, it's not even that. I'm at the point of the year. I haven't met the quarterbacks yet. I don't know much about the kids. I've watched 5 or 6 tapes. So here's what he is. I mean, he's the exact same height and weight as Carson Wentz. He's got a bigger arm, and he's just as athletic. So from the physical side, if you're looking for somebody that's got all the attributes plus more of a Carson Wentz, he's your guy. Now, the flip side of that is that he's only a 56% completion guy. And it seems like about every 4 or 5 throws, something comes out of his hand where you go, what was that? And I think he's got to be rebuilt a little bit from the ground up. I think it's all about his footwork. But we're talking 6'5", 237. He's a great athlete. He's got the biggest arm I've seen in this draft since Jamarcus Russell. And keep in mind, Jamarcus Russell, he never made it.
Yeah, for a number of reasons.
It's not Mike, just yeah. about arm strength, in other words.
Right. Hey, speaking of which, Mike, there's also mechanical issues. Everyone loves Sam Darnold, but he's got a bit of a hitch to his giddy-up when he throws the ball.
Yeah, I think he's done a better job with that, though. My issue with him is less about the length of his delivery. I think he worked on it a year ago. It got a little bit better. And he knows when to quicken it or hasten it when he has to. He can stand flat-footed and get the ball out. What I'm more concerned about are the turnovers. And I'm talking about fumbles in the pocket, and I'm talking about interceptions in the red zone. And just like the rest of the NFL, I'm trying to figure out what the answer is to that. And because if you can get rid of the turnover issue, I think you've got a high-level NFL quarterback.
This is why we talked to Mike Mayock. He's one of our favorite guys to pick his brain. NFL Combine coming up, guys. And then we've got the draft. Obviously, we're watching what the Falcons are going to do. Do you agree with Bill Polian's assessment about Lamar Jackson at Louisville?
I do not. And I have a ton of respect for Bill and what he's done. But at the end of the day, when I watch Lamar Jackson, I think I see the most electrifying athlete in this draft. And I think he's earned the right to try to play the quarterback position. And I also think the quarterback position in the NFL is morphing a little bit closer to the college thing. If you looked at Deshaun Watson a year ago, I thought Bill O'Brien, the head coach in Houston, did a great job of making Deshaun Watson comfortable with what they asked him to do.
Well, Mike, when you say the same for Philadelphia and Foles and how that played out?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Carson Wentz and Nick Foles were two different animals. They have different strengths and weaknesses. The only difference, though, with a Lamar Jackson is that if you draft him, you're going to have to commit a change in philosophy with your entire offense. And I believe somebody will because, trust me, he made people look foolish in the run game in college. He's going to do the same thing in the NFL. And when you remember Michael Vick was the number one overall pick, this kid is just as fast, just as dangerous,
right,
and has just as whippy an arm. And so I'm bullish on this kid getting an opportunity and somebody committing to who he is as a quarterback.
I saw him trash my team, FSU, twice. Mike, I'm with you. Speaking of QBs, Baker Mayfield. No one debates the heart and the Valentine and the skill set. I mean, but our team's just going to be going bananas in these interviews trying to push his buttons.
Yeah, they are. And there's going to be a certain subset of teams that look at him and say, that's not the face of our franchise. And there's going to be some other teams that look at him and say, he's a 70% completion guy. He's competitive as hell. All it really is some emotional immaturity. And they're going to talk themselves into putting him on their board somewhere in that first round. So I think the league's going to be split. And I think teams are going to really scrutinize him off the field.
Mike, a couple of things, and then we'll wrap things up with you. Mike Mayock joining us on the WaitForward.com hotline. a guy that's maybe not on the map right now that you're looking at and you're going, this guy's going to be a steal in this draft?
You know what? That's a good one. There's a wide receiver from Colorado State named Michael Gallup who's about 6'1", 198. I love this tape against Alabama because he wasn't intimidated by Alabama. Matter of fact, I felt like he elevated his game. He's quick. He's tough. When the ball's in his hand, he looks like a running back. So I think he's a guy that I really like watching. And, you know, everybody talks about Penny, the tailback out at San Diego State, and justifiably, he's a hell of a back. But he had a fullback named Nick Bowden, who was an old-school friggin' nail. He just knocks down linebackers and defensive ends. So for a team that's looking for a fullback, and Atlanta might be a team like that,
right,
but a team looking for an old-school fullback, man, this kid's a throwback, and he was fun to watch.
Hey, Mike, Bama fans are asking about Daron Payne. Everybody knows Minkah Fitzpatrick's the real deal. How good is Daron Payne going to be?
If you get the Daron Payne in the championship series, well, he's a top 10 pick. Now, sometimes he tended to kind of play down to his competition, but to me, he's going to be a first-round pick. He can play defensive tackle. He can play the five technique, which is a defensive end in the 3-4. He's got some positional versatility. Heck, he could kick outside in the 4-3 and then inside on sub packages. So at the end of the day, because of his movement skills, his ability to be stout against the run and push the pocket, I think he's a surefire first-round pick.
Mike, thanks so much for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. Make sure you check out NFL Network's coverage, guys, of the Scouting Combine, March 2nd through the 5th, starting each day at 9 a.m. Thanks again, Mike. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.